Imagine you're driving through the Ozarks, maybe heading to Branson, for the entertainment, and then you see this really majestic building, big spire reaching up. Kind of catches you off guard, doesn't it? Because it's not a theater or anything like that, but in its own way, it's a central stage for a lot of people. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the Ozarks Temple. That's the Branson, Missouri Temple, officially. We want to understand why it's so significant for members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's right. We're really peeling back the layers today. Our guide for this is an article from Christian Culture News, and our goal really is to unpack what makes this temple tick, why it matters so much. We'll look at its design, its location, why that's important, the whole history of temples and the LDS faith. You need that context. Then the theology behind it, the core reasons, how it affects the community around it, the personal stories from members, plus the journey of actually getting it built and its cultural role, the symbolism baked into the design. It's quite a bit.
Okay, so let's start with just its presence. There in the Ozarks, southwestern Missouri, you said near Branson, which is interesting. That contrast between like the entertainment hub and this sacred space.
It really is. And the location feels strategic, doesn't it? Accessible, but also a bit set apart, a retreat. And the architecture plays right into that feeling. It's neoclassical.
Neoclassical, so like order, balance.
Exactly. That style inherently brings a sense of calm, grandeur even. It sets a tone. And that spire, it's not just for looks. It really draws your eye, your thoughts upward. The detailed stonework, the interiors are designed to be elegant, reverent. It all works together to create an environment that feels, well, special, separate from the everyday hustle.
And the Christian Culture News piece makes it clear it's not just for looking at or even just Sunday services.
Oh, definitely not. It's a hub. Worship, yes, but also learning. Family history research is big. Lots of different church activities happen there.
So to really get that, we need to step back a bit. Look at the history of temples in the church.
Absolutely. It's fundamental. These aren't just regular meeting houses. Joseph Smith, right from the early days, taught that temples were specifically houses of the Lord, places for what they call sacred ordinances, these essential religious ceremonies.
The article mentions the Kirtland Temple first, Ohio, 1836. That was pretty early on.
Very early. And Kirtland, while maybe architecturally simpler than later ones, was crucial. It was a time of reported significant spiritual experiences for the early members. It really cemented this idea of temples as places for deep spiritual connection, even divine communication. It set the stage.
Then Nauvoo, Illinois, around 1846. That sounds like it had an even heavier weight symbolically.
It really did. Nauvoo became this powerful symbol of hope, of resilience, especially because the members were facing, well, intense persecution and difficulty then. So the temple was a refuge, a center for the community, a place for spiritual grounding.
And it was later destroyed, right? The article noted that.
Yes, which only adds to its symbolic power in the church's history and memory, a real focal point of their story.
And then the one many people picture, Salt Lake Temple. Finished way later, 1893.
Right, Salt Lake is iconic. It represents a huge step in temple design and permanence. It showed the dedication, the long-term vision, and it also marked this shift towards, temples becoming more widespread, eventually globally. They continued that role as vital centers for learning, spiritual practice, community bonding.
Okay, so that historical weight is there. Now let's get into the core theology. Why are temples like the Ozarks one so central?
Well, fundamentally, in LDS belief, temples are sacred spaces set apart. They're distinct from the chapels used for regular weekly worship. They're specifically for these sacred ordinances, which are seen as essential for salvation and what's called eternal progression.
Eternal progression, so like ongoing spiritual growth beyond this life.
Exactly, that's the idea. And these ordinances are key steps in that journey.
One of those ordinances mentioned in the article is baptism for the dead. That can sound a bit strange to people unfamiliar with it.
It's understandable why it might. The purpose is really about inclusivity and family. Living members can be baptized vicariously or on behalf of ancestors who died without having the chance to be baptized themselves.
Ah, okay, so it's offering them the opportunity.
Precisely. It comes from a belief that God's plan is available to everyone and that family ties are eternal. It ensures no one is excluded from receiving these essential ordinances simply because of when or where they lived.
That makes sense. It links back to that emphasis on family. The article also talks about eternal marriages or sealings.
Yes, another core temple ordinance. Sealings are ceremonies that unite couples and families, not just till death do you part, but for eternity.
For eternity. That's a profound concept.
It is. It reflects the belief that marriage itself is ordained by God and that family relationships can continue beyond mortality. It really underscores how central the family unit is in LDS theology.
Definitely. And beyond these specific ceremonies, it sounds like just being in the temple is significant.
Oh, absolutely. They are designed as sanctuaries, places for personal spiritual growth, for seeking personal revelation, for quiet reflection, feeling closer to there. Many people describe a unique sense of peace just being inside.
Let's shift a bit now to the community impact. The Christian Culture News piece said the Ozarks Temple contributes positively to the local area. How so?
Yeah, that's an important aspect. The influence goes beyond the church membership. The article mentions things like humanitarian efforts, food drives, clothing donations, helping out in emergencies.
So practical help for anyone in the community.
Exactly. The goal is to support the wider community, regardless of faith. It's about, you know, solidarity and being good neighbors.
That's significant. What about the educational programs mentioned?
Those are interesting, too. They offer resources for personal development. Family history research centers are often located in or near temples, linking back to that ordinance work we discussed.
Right, the genealogy connection.
Yes. But also things like financial literacy workshops, maybe language classes, depending on the location, practical skills.
And it seems there's a focus on young people, too.
Definitely. Temples often serve as a focal point for youth activities. These help build connections, foster a sense of belonging, teach moral values. It's about supporting the next generation.
So the temple becomes this anchor point for the community, socially as well as spiritually.
That's a good way to put it. It's a gathering place, not just for the core religious rites, but for related social and cultural events. It strengthens those community bonds, offers support networks. That can be really important, especially for people who might feel a bit isolated otherwise.
The article shared some personal stories from members visiting the Ozarks Temple. What stood out to you there?
The feeling of peace was a really strong recurring theme. People talking about stepping inside and just feeling calm, solace, a refuge from the world's stresses.
A sanctuary.
Yes. And also stories about families attending the temple together, feeling a stronger bond, a shared purpose. It reinforces that family connection we talked about.
So it's less about the building itself and more about the experiences within it and the commitments it represents.
Exactly. The article captured that well. It's about the spiritual commitments being made, the strengthening of relationships with God, with family. Peace, renewal, connection, belonging, those were the key takeaways from the personal side.
Now, building something like this, the Ozarks Temple, it must be a major project. Were there challenges?
Oh, for sure. The article touched on some typical initial hurdles. Sometimes there are local community concerns about, say, environmental impact or increased traffic, maybe just the cultural adjustment.
Understandable for any big development. Yeah. How did the church handle that?
Generally, through dialogue. Outreach, open houses, trying to address concerns directly and be transparent. Being a good neighbor is usually the aim.
And what about funding? These look like expensive buildings.
They are. And a key principle is that the church funds temples through member donations without going into debt for them. So it requires, you know, careful planning and significant generosity from members over time. The article mentioned the enthusiasm that builds up around a temple project, helping the fundraising succeed. It's a real collective effort.
And then just the practical side, construction, materials, regulations.
Right. Logistics. Coordinating everything for a building with this level of detail and specific requirements is complex. Overcoming those hurdles leads to, you know, getting it built and running smoothly. The dedication ceremony, when it's finally finished, is usually a huge celebration. The article framed it as symbolizing the community's resilience and shared identity.
Thinking about its place now, culturally. What's the significance of the Ozarks Temple in that region?
Well, it becomes a really important landmark for Latter-day Saints in the Ozarks area. It's more than just where they go for certain ordinances. It becomes a focal point for local church culture, celebrations, identity.
The article mentioned community events tied to it.
Yes, things like baptisms for new members, weddings, those eternal sealings we discussed, and other significant family gatherings often revolve around the temple. It weaves the faith practice into these key life moments, sometimes blending with local Ozarks traditions, too.
So it helps integrate the faith into the local fabric.
In many ways, yes. And those outreach programs we mentioned earlier, helping the wider community, also contribute to its cultural role. It becomes known not just as a religious building, but as a center for service and compassion, too. It shapes the perception.
Okay, let's zoom in on the temple itself one last time. The design details, the symbolism.
Right. The article calls it a beacon of faith, and that's intentional. Everything from the architecture to the art inside is meant to convey meaning. That spire, for instance. We mentioned it drawing the eye upward. Symbolically, it represents that connection between earth and heaven, a reminder of spiritual goals.
Even if the style is neoclassical, it still carries that specific LDS meaning.
Exactly. It interprets traditional forms through the lens of their beliefs, and inside, the artwork is key. You often find murals or sculptures depicting scenes from the scriptures or important events in church history.
So visual teaching aids, almost.
In a way, yes. They reinforce beliefs, teach foundational stories, and definitely contribute to that atmosphere of peace and contemplation.
And the materials used. The article highlighted local stone and wood.
Yes, that's significant, too. Using locally sourced natural materials does a couple of things. It physically connects the temple to the Ozarks region, grounding it there, and it also subtly emphasizes the importance of God's creation in their teachings. It helps foster that sense of belonging for local members.
So, putting it all together then, the Ozarks Temple isn't just an impressive building.
Not at all.
It's a sacred space for core religious practices, a contributor to the community through service, a source of deep personal and family spiritual meaning. It's also a testament to the dedication needed to build it, a cultural anchor point in the Ozarks. And every detail seems packed with symbolism.
That sums it up really well. Understanding the Ozarks Temple gives you this window into the history, the belief, the values of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You get a real sense of what they hold sacred, what drives their community life, both there in Missouri and, you know, more broadly.
Yeah. This whole deep dive really makes you think, doesn't it, about the power of sacred spaces across different cultures and how faith and community life can be so tightly interwoven. It kind of leaves you wondering what other structures out there serve such a multifaceted role, really shaping the lives and landscape around them. Definitely something to ponder.